Texas Mutual Insurance Company announces its new e-learning system, a free online tool to help policyholder owners simplify safety training and OSHA reporting and reduce accidents and injuries in their workplace. Learn more at WorkSafeTexas.com.
You know, we're always fascinated by entrepreneurs who start a business with a sort of a raw concept and suddenly it takes over. Like, for example, the largest cupcake franchise in the world. That's Gigi Butler. She's founder, now chief brand officer of Gigi's Cupcakes, which is out in Nashville. But actually, she's out of North Texas today.
Right. It's absolutely.
Good.
I'm here.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And so you've expanded here. You've found our insatiable appetite for cupcakes.
Right. Well, Texans love their cupcakes. They love their sweets. So, and I'm from Oklahoma originally, so I'm just kind of coming back to my roots. And my parents live here, and my aunt lives here.
So the story goes, you end up in Nashville because you're going to be a singer or a writer?
Country singer-songwriter, right. At age 7, I knew what I wanted to do.
And how'd that go?
Well, I mean, I did it.
Did you really?
I sang on the Tootsie stage and toured all over the country, parts of the world, and had bands since I was 18 and toured everywhere. But, you know, you tour everywhere, and then you get to a point to where there's a Taylor Swift, who I was cleaning her house, by the way, and then there's Gigi Butler. So can I make a living with this? And I came to the point to where, no, after 20-something years of, you know, my dream, it needed to die, and I needed to do something else.
But you were on the stage at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge?
Every Tuesday.
Get out of here.
For about 5 years.
Well, if I didn't respect you for the cupcakes, I certainly do.
I passed the tip jar around, got my bum pinched once in a while.
So this thing has just taken off. I mean, you got 100 stores.
We do, and we're planning on building 20 stores this year, so we are so excited about that.
So how do you take it from concept and one store was down off Music Row,
yep,
something or other?
19th and Broadway, downtown.
So how do you take it from one store and go you got to have some help along the way.
I've had a great team. You know, it takes a village and a great team. My landlord came to me after there were lines out the door, and he said, you should franchise this concept. And I'm like, what's a franchise? So I'm an avid reader, so I read about it. I'm like, this is for me. I need to do this. So I said, yeah, I'll take my $26,000, because I was still cleaning houses at the time. Had a house cleaning business since I was 15, and took $26,000, and we opened Gigi's Franchising.
And the rest is,
and
well,
the rest is history.
It's still being written, I guess.
Well, it's still being written. The path is still, you know, the journey is still going. But in 1 year, less than a year, we had 9 stores open.
Wow.
9 stores.
Now, these were yours, or these had, these you, already, were,
these
had
were
you already franchised?
Mine, company stores, and franchises. So, and then in 2010, we had 32 stores open. I finally quit my cleaning business. They're like, you got to let it go. I'm like, it's my baby company. But let that go, because I couldn't do franchising and bake cupcakes and clean. So it was time.
So you're women-owned business, or started it that
Absolutely.
Way. Was that a plus or a negative, or
well,
or not non-starter? I mean, it
I
didn't
think
matter.
It's a both. You know, there's a lot of businessmen in this world, even in cupcakes, I've found. And, you know, it's hard taking the punches, but...
But you didn't get that sort of little lady out of you. What do you know about business? You can't do this.
Every day of my life. But I was in the music industry, so let's start with that. Let's start with the bar owners and the musicians hounding me and just saying, oh, little lady, no, I'm paying you today, and you're going to play this and this and this. Thank you very much. So, and I also, with my cleaning business, I bid on lots of contractors, and so little lady, the contractors, oh, you want to clean this building? Yes, I do, sir. Little lady, I'm like, no, here's my bid.
You do get that little lady, so I knew it.
I still get it every day of my life.
So you're the largest. I mean, I was trying to think of I know I know that Sprinkles.
Sprinkles is
and there's
a competitor.
Some Sprinkles around here, but they're not as big as you.
They
are.
Have 36 stores.
And you've got
company-owned stores.
And you got 100.
We have 100.
Is that it? Is there nobody else? No other competitors?
Not that I want.
Little mom and pop shops? Oh, okay. So what's next? How big's big?
Big is, I think I'd like to take it more globally. I'd like to have one in Paris. We need a Gigi's in Paris. Hello.
Absolutely.
We need one in London. We need one in Australia. We have interest in all parts of the world. Everywhere Undercover Boss, I was on Undercover Boss a couple years ago, and everywhere that plays, it played in Italy this last month. And so I've got tons of Italy, you know, all, everyone from Italy, we want a Gigi's, we need a Gigi's, or South Africa, we need a Gigi's.
You know, I've heard that about Shark Tank too, is that they just keep playing these things, and every time they do, you get a whole new audience
and new following. Right, it's wonderful.
Well, that's fabulous. So do you actually hear, have you gotten franchisees from that too? From the appearance on Undercover Boss?
Oh, absolutely. I think we probably had, when that aired, we had about 300 people that were very, you know, viable people that were like, yes, these people are great. And, you know, we weeded them out. But it came out to be we had about 27 stores that came from Undercover Boss.
That's outstanding. Yeah. So what's new under the sun? And, I mean, it's kind of finite. It's a little round muffin thing, and I guess you can put stuff in it or put stuff on top of it, but run out of ideas?
It's delicious, and it's
cake. Well, then there's that.
And then the limits are limitless. I mean, it's lemon blueberry, and it's key lime pie, and, you know, it's all my great-grandmother's recipes. These are 100-year-old recipes that I took.
Oh, really?
And took from my great-aunt Ruby from Texas. We call it Texas milk chocolate, and I put that into a cupcake form. So it's not just a cupcake, here you go. It's my lineage, my line of love and people that baked all through my life and my family, and I formed this piece of love that you could eat in a cupcake. I mean, it's not just a cupcake. It's bake with love, and it's part of my lineage.
You like people, don't you?
I love people.
I mean, it really comes across for you. And I guess, so marketing is probably the chore that you like the best, rather than getting up early in the morning and making cupcakes?
I like it all. I love putting my apron on, and I still go to the Broadway store every Friday when I'm in town, and I put that apron on, and I frost those cupcakes and talk to the clients. But I love to tell people about what I've done. It's an American dream. If I can do it, being a cleaner, house cleaner, I've cleaned 65,000 toilets in my lifetime.
You can.
And you know what? I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. And if I can do it, then who else out there has a dream and something that's been nagging at them to just go ahead and create? Life is about recreating yourself. That's what life's about. It's not about, oh, I need to make all this money and do this and this. No, how can I recreate myself?
And that's what keeps you going. That's the incentive to get up every morning, isn't it?
That's the heart of an entrepreneur.
I like that.
It's not a business person. It's an entrepreneur. Like, what can I create? Who can I touch today?
So. Well, you've got this concept to ride for a while. I gather another 20 locations coming to this area alone. And
well, there's four coming to this area. We've got one in the Star coming in Frisco, I'm so excited about, and one in Richardson coming. And so we've got a lot coming, about four here. But then we have some in Virginia Beach. One's coming in Virginia Beach.
That's a good place to visit.
Virginia. Oh, it's a great place. Love it. Love that place. So there's lots of different places all around the country. Ohio. We're building some more in Ohio. So,
well, good. Well, we'll see you back here for the opening round of the Star next time. And
absolutely.
Try to get you to be a Cowboy fan in case the Titans let you down yet again.
Well, yet again. Good Lord.
Gigi Butler is the founder, chief brand officer, former CEO of Gigi's Cupcakes, which is taking the country by storm. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.